Dear editor, it's always wise to consider and evaluate the source. I was rather flattered to see unnamed people willing to spend the money necessary to take out a full-page ad criticizing my recommendations for Rocky View County Council in the October 5, 2021 edition of the Rocky View Weekly. I never thought I was influential enough to warrant such time, expense, or publicity. I guess they do, whoever they are, think I'm that influential. That is especially the case since I am not even a candidate for RVC Council. However, considering the abysmal record of their preferred candidate in Division 2, I do understand they realize she needs all the help she can get. Certainly everyone has the right to voice an opinion. I have done so on numerous occasions. The difference is that I am always clearly identifiable, as I sign my name to whatever I write or say. That is a lot more than can be said for those who sponsored the aforementioned ad, Albertans for Property Rights and Democracy, whoever they are. Be that as it may, I'm further flattered by their claim that my sin, in their view, was my participation in the 1980 federal election. That was over 40 years ago. In anthropological time, more than two generations have since passed. Although it's beside the point, my political affiliations changed significantly many, many years ago. I believe this is well known, thereby making this ad, above all else, slimy. I cannot totally disagree with everything stated by the mysterious and dubious Albertans for Property Rights and Democracy. They certainly hit the nail on the head with their last sentence, "It's always wise to consider and evaluate the source." Truer words have never been spoken. Jerry Arshinoff, Springbank.